and property for your future and security.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe today, calamity may come your way.
Why should you worry and why should you live for the rain?
Risk General Insurance. Solid partners, flexible solutions.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Zambian government insists former President Edgar Lungu's body must be repatriated home. Anti-corruption body criticizes oversight institutions for prioritizing propaganda over genuine enforcement. And in global news, a farmer accused of feeding women to pigs faces trial in South Africa. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambian government has insisted that former President Edgar Lungu's body must be repatriated, with President Hakainde Hichilema presiding over the funeral, citing his status as a national figure. Currently before the Pretoria High Court in South Africa, the lawyers argue that Mr. Lungu, as a former head of state, should be accorded full military honors. In their oral submissions before acting judge President Aubrey Ledwaba, the lawyers dismissed allegations that Mr. Lungu's fundamental freedoms were infringed, leading him to fleeing the country for medical attention. Currently, lawyers representing the Lungu family have submitted that the Zambian government cannot prove that Mr. Lungu wished to be buried in Zambia, as it claims, and submissions are underway. Earlier, the Gauteng court dismissed an application by a Zambian citizen, Vincent Kafula, based in Cape Town, who wanted to join the matter as an interested party due to lack of sufficient evidence to be joined to the matter. In this protracted matter, Mr. Kafula had sought to have the court direct the Zambian government to facilitate repatriation of Mr. Lungu's remains for burial and permit President Hichilema to attend the funeral. Community Action Against Corruption has raised concern over Zambia's fight against corruption, accusing oversight institutions of prioritizing propaganda over genuine enforcement. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo has charged that institutions mandated to tackle corruption are more focused on issuing well-packaged but misleading media statements to paint a positive picture of the anti-graft effort. Mr. Tembo has also linked the recent reported removal of Anti-Corruption Commission Deputy Director General Monica Mwansa to what he called her refusal to conform to efforts aimed at downplaying corruption within public institutions. He says Ms. Mwansa's integrity and insistence on pursuing real investigations, including into top government officials during her time as Acting Director General, may have led to her dismissal, and has called for a return to independence and integrity in the country's anti-corruption institutions. Mr. Tembo has warned that the failure to fight corruption genuinely will result in more deceptive statements from both oversight institutions and some civil society organizations, all in an attempt to downplay widespread corruption in public offices.
They appear to be very much ready to use propaganda in order to help project a positive corruption fight outlook, which is not the case, and this is very sad. You know, when there is institutional failure, propaganda always becomes a necessary tool in order to help project a positive picture about something that is failing. So that is our situation, and we anticipate that there will be more media statements and deceptive information coming from these institutions, including some civil society organizations, in order to help portray a positive corruption fight outlook under the current regime.
The opposition Patriotic Front has refuted claims that the party failed to convince the family of the late former president Edgar Lungu to bury his remains in Zambia. Party media director Edwin Mufwekelo says the burial arrangements were determined solely by the Lungu family in accordance with personal wishes and customary consultation. He stressed that the PF leadership respected the family's decision-making process and did not seek to influence or override it. Mr. Lifwekolo also refuted accusations that the Patriotic Front had a secret agenda to enter Mr. Lungu abroad, emphasizing that no formal proposal was ever presented by the party and that any such assertion overlooked the private nature of family deliberations. He insists that late President Lungu's widow and children hold the exclusive authority over burial decisions, and the party only commits to honoring the late president's legacy through respectful conduct rather than partisan controversy.
We have noted with deep disappointment the inflammatory and misleading statement being circulated on social media regarding the Patriotic Front's role in the burial arrangements of our beloved former Republican President, His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. The accusations are not only false and malicious, but also deeply disrespectful to the grieving family and the legacy of a man who served this nation with distinction. You cannot persecute a man so relentlessly in life, humiliate his family in death, and then pretend that none of it happened.
The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has expressed concern over the three-month waiting period faced by newly registered renal patients on the National Health Insurance Management Authority NEMA scheme before they can access services, despite the need for emergency dialysis treatment. Foundation Secretary General Augustine Makuka tells Phoenix News that while the three-month waiting period is part of NEMA's standard onboarding process, this delay can be a death sentence for renal patients. Mr. Mukuka explains that while patients already on NEMA are able to access life-saving treatment without difficulty, those who are not insured or regularized their subscription face a life-threatening challenge once diagnosed. He has advised members of the public to register for NEMA early to avoid such risks when the need arises, especially that dialysis treatment in private facilities costs slightly over 400 kwacha per session. Mr. Mukuka is further appealing for a review of the waiting period for renal patients, arguing that 3 months is too long for patients who need dialysis three times a week for four-hour sessions.
Of course, you see patients that are coming almost on a daily basis as the new patients. Some of these patients are not on NEMA. You know, they are only coming in to start paying for NEMA right up, you know, when they start accessing the service. So these patients are being put on hold for 3 months until when they can begin, you know, to access NEMA. Now, for a renal patient to be subjected to that longer period of time, you are good at saying go and die. We have a number of, you know, patients who have been turned away. They cannot be attended to because they don't have a functional NEMA insurance scheme. If they started paying, but that they have to be put on the waiting list.
University of Zambia Yunza School of Law lecturer Dr. Pamela Sambo says the Environmental Management Act remains underutilized, with less than 5% of violations reaching the courts. Speaking during a multi-stakeholder dialogue convened under the European Union-funded Strengthening the Respect of Environmental Rights in Zambia project, Dr. Sambo says citizens must understand their constitutional right to a healthy environment before the establishment of an environmental court. Dr. Sambo revealed that environmental degradation costs Zambia $500 million annually, making the court an economic necessity. She has proposed a hybrid model combining a high court division, a tribunal system, and mobile rural court, which would help Zambia meet its Paris Agreement climate commitments.
It is a process of having the development of environmental jurisprudence settled. It's also important that we assess the linkage, and I think I have already alluded to this. It's very important as part of also our awareness-raising activities that we establish the linkage between environment, human rights, and the right to a clean, safe, healthy, and sustainable environment. We look at these issues in isolation. If we can bring down these